I was born in Chile, and in 1973, there was a military coup. Of course, I don't remember any of this at all. And my parents were supporters of Allende. My mother was a nurse. My father studied philosophy. So when the military coup happened, they were both imprisoned. So what happened is that because on my father's side, my grandfather was a captain in the Marines. So he was a supporter of the military coup. But because he had connections, obviously being in the Navy, he managed to get so this is what he did for his son. He got him out of prison on the condition that they would leave the country. So they so that's how that happened. And at the time, people ask me sometimes why Norway. So we ended up in Norway. When people ask me that question, it's funny because, you know, there's no choice when you are a refugee. You go to where there is refuge, where they will offer you refuge. We ended up in Norway in January 74, I guess. My dad joined us a little bit later in the embassy. There were lots of people in the embassy. The embassies were full of people, you know, I mean, the embassies who would take on people.
So you were living in the embassy?
Yeah.
Living in the embassy?
Yeah. We were the first wave of Chilean refugees to arrive in Norway.
So when did you come to London?
1996. Now I work in fashion. I started doing my portfolio for Central St. Martins, and then, I needed a job, so I got a job. I started applying for jobs, like, randomly everywhere. Donna Karan was going to open her first ever flagship in London, and I applied, and I got the job. So I stayed on for the next 19 years. Now I work for a small brand called Maria Grachvogel. Home is where I am. It doesn't really matter. I think I've built an adaptability, which is very useful.